Well, the autumn wind is a pirate, but that autumn wind is being measured in kilometers per hour this week because they are in London, England. The Raiders are taking on the Bears on Sunday, and Chicago is a 5-point favorite. Joining us to talk about and give us a little preview of the game coming up on Sunday, and he's actually headed there too. He has his passport in hand, his Raiders insider Scott Gulbranson. And Scott, this is the longest road trip in NFL history. The Raiders don't quite seem to be showing fatigue, at least at this point.
Well, no, they John Gruden this week in, and thanks for having me in this morning, Paul. John Gruden learned from his mistakes, right? So you want any human being, any football coach to learn from the film, if you will. Last year, the Raiders got there late. They didn't get there until Thursday, Friday, like I'm doing myself. And he learned from that. So they got there. They spent the whole week. They flew there directly after their big, which was a must win at Indianapolis last week. So they've been able to settle in London and get used to the surroundings and get his players comfortable, have practice there. The Bears are doing what the Raiders did last year, so we'll have to see if there's any play there and if coming late really does impact the game at all.
It certainly is an advantage for the Raiders, having been there before. We really never think about that. It's not really home field for them, obviously, but having been there and played in that environment before, they do know what to expect.
They do, and I think that's big for the coaches to prepare the players. A lot of the players were not there last year, but settling in, letting them get adjusted to not only time zone, but the weather. The weather is a lot cooler. As you know, I have to bring my Brawley with me, B-R-O-L-L-Y, which is umbrella, for those of you who are familiar with the UK. Hurricane Lorenzo was off the coast of the UK, off of Ireland and Britain. That has now dissipated, but still they're getting rain. There's a cold front there. So it's been in the 50s, in the 60s. So for the players, they even mentioned it yesterday, the press conference, Paul, that it was cold. But to be able to adjust to that, they've been at the stadium a little bit just to see it. They haven't practiced in there. So I think the surroundings, that'll help a young team especially settle in against what is a formidable new monsters of the Midway, the Chicago Bears and their defense.
No doubt about it. 3-1 for the Chicago Bears, one of my early picks for the Super Bowl, and they haven't proven me wrong so far, playing fairly well. Raiders insider Scott Gulbranson joining us this morning here on KXNT, also host of Silver and Black Today, who will be live from London on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on our sister station, CBS Sports Radio 1140, and you can listen to that also on the radio.com app. Scott, let's turn our attention here to the home front. Announced yesterday, Clark County doing some leases with the Raiders on a big parking space for several thousand parking spots just south of the new stadium.
That's right. Clark County approving a pair of two-year leases with the Raiders at $1.1 million annually, and that's for two plots owned by the county's Department of Aviation, i.e. McCarran International Airport. One is located at Warm Springs Road and Las Vegas Boulevard, and the other's at Wynn and Russell Road, Paul. And then yesterday we found out more big news, and this is sort of file under the thing we told you so, relax. The Raiders acquired also future parking sites near the stadium site, near Allegiant Stadium site, for $28 million. So the team spent another $28 million to build parking within a mile of the stadium. So a lot of the folks were concerned with, boy, are we going to be able to tailgate? Tailgating has been such a big part of Raiders culture.
Sure.
In Oakland. So a lot of fans were concerned with that. Well, now the Raiders have been able to do that, buying the property from former longtime taxi company Freest Transportation, who got out of the taxi business and are basically selling their assets. So they were able to do that. And with only 2,700 parking spaces on site at the stadium, that was key. We had known and heard about this for a long time, Paul. You add in then, of course, MGM offering parking, which is going to be at the Route 91 site, of course. And suddenly the parking situation is not as bad as people anticipated.
Yeah, it feels like there's a little bit of relief there. Although I do question that one, Scott, and maybe you can correct me and just shoot me down, call my baby ugly here. But you know, when they signed that deal there on Las Vegas Boulevard there at Warm Springs, that's going to be a shuttle site. And for a lot
Correct.
Of folks who want to tailgate, I'm thinking about worst case scenarios here. But we get a say week two, week three home game, a 1 o'clock kickoff. I've done a little pre-funk out in that lot. Now I'm waiting for a shuttle bus with 5,000 other people. I imagine I'm going to be grumpy if those things aren't rolling on time.
Yeah, I agree with you, Paul. I think we have to wait and see what the plan is going to be with this, especially this big $28 million deal yesterday that the Raiders did with this Freest Transportation land that they purchased. Because what I've heard from folks in the organization is they will have designated lots for tailgating and other activities. So, for example, they might have some family areas. Of course, they're going to have the area where the field tray rolls out at the stadium,
right,
which will be a party spot on game day. So they're going to have, my guess is the tailgating spots will be the closest ones to the stadium, as well as the lots. Those will be overflow lots for other issues and for other folks, and maybe even some employees.
Scott Goldbranson joining us this morning here, Raiders Insider, host of Silver and Black Today, who will be broadcasting live from London on Sunday morning from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock on our sister station, CBS Sports Radio 1140. Scott, let me ask you another thing that came out yesterday, which was kind of a smaller deal, but the vacation of Hacienda Street for game days and other events that will be happening at the stadium. Any word from the Raiders what they want to do there? Is it Fan Fest, or is that just going to be a place where we have a ton of porta potties and a lot of back and forth traffic?
Well, originally they were going to build a new walkway over I-15 from near Mandalay Bay, and so they've now changed that to include this Hacienda area and the street underneath it. So to me, I think you're going to see that from every indication that I've had in talking to folks. And by the way, from London on Sunday, we're going to have Raiders President Mark Bedain on the show, so we hope to ask him some of these questions too directly. Is they're going to have, yes, they're going to have a lot of area. They're going to have vendors and all these things. So they're going to create what I've been hearing, a stadium village sort of concept that'll be completely portable. So they'll bring in things during the day. Now, the weather will be a key on that. Early in the season, it'll be very difficult, very hot. But those are all seemingly in the plans, Paul. We'll know a lot more here in the next few months.
Raiders Insider Scott Goldbranson. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Talk to you Sunday.
Join him Sunday morning, CBS Sports Radio 1140 for Silver and Black Today, live from London, starting at 8 o'clock.